how do you deal with pressure? I mean, I'm talking about pressure from work, pressure to be the best at what you do, pressure to be a happy wife, a happy mother, pressure to be a great daughter, a great sister, pressure to be a wonderful friend, you know, looking out for your friends even when you know people think you're strong, and they forget that even the strongest people to need someone to talk to, or they also need a hug. Sometimes a hug is just what strong people need. Now, I'm this kind of person when I always try to look out for people. I always want to make sure people are doing okay. I always want to make sure things are placed in a certain place. I always want to make sure the my steak is cooked well done. I mean, well done. No pinch of pink color coming out from my steak. That's how I am. So now I'm at this point in my life where I'm under pressure, and pressure from work, pressure to getting my board exams done, and at the same time pressure to people send, you know, take care of my family also, and above all pressure to have a baby. Life doesn't come with a life with a manual, you know, that's something I realize. But there's one thing that I noticed has always helped me in my daily working life, even when I have my downs, is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has been my to-go person. You know, we all have that one friend when, you know, something happens to you, good or bad, you want to text him or her first. Or maybe it's even a colleague or it's a family member. You know, we all have that kind of person. I do have my to-go friends, you know, too. But there's one person that has never failed me. You know, it's the Holy Spirit. He has helped me so much in life. He has helped me to help people in life, even when I don't know I'm helping people. So that's how you deal with pressure in life. This is what you do. Take a step backwards from the whole scene, from the whole problem. Just delete yourself from the equation. Take a breather. Breathe in and out. Yourself, just say it out loud. Holy Spirit, what would you have me do? Holy Spirit, what are you gonna do about this? Holy Spirit, what do we do next? Holy Spirit, where do I go from here? He is someone who never sleeps. While you're sleeping, he's working on your behalf. I was in a fix one day. I had a huge argument with my spouse, and everything was going on cool that day. For some thing, I wouldn't like to go into details, but from out of nowhere, like my husband said, I went from a 0 to 100. It was funny when he said it, but he was right. So that day, he just said one thing. Sharon, boy, boy, that felt like a trigger. It felt like he hit a nail as, my pinky toe. Iris, what do you mean by you better have more peace? That came from a negative place, kind of like you think I don't have peace. I went blah, 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 blah. And that was it. I took a shower, got ready for work, and left. So, before I drove to work, I was in the car, and I happened to watch some videos on Instagram. You know, like I was trying not to carry the, you know, negative or whatever just happened at home to work. You know, I wanted to feel good or feel better or be in a better mood. So I was watching some video, and some of the video was about a lady who was committed suicide a year ago, and that day I was watching the video, it was a birthday. So the long story short of it was, she said something, is that in this life you can have troubles, but at the end of it all, you'll be all right. People you're fussing about will be all right. Huh. I'm like, this almost sounded like what Calvin was saying. Then the Holy Spirit reminded me. You know, the Holy Spirit, he's like, for me, I don't know about how he sees you, but for me, he's one person that, you know, he's my conscience. He whispers things to me when, you know, when people tell me, Sharon, you need to do this, or blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I'm not doing this, no, no, no. Then when I'm all calm and he comes and say, hey, Sharon, you know, if you do this, it will be good, right? And I'm like, not you. Have you ever felt like that? Yeah, that's how the Holy Spirit is to me. So that day, I was watching, after I finished watching that video, and it took me to a scripture that say, you know, John 16, verse 3 says, in this life, you're going to face trials, you're going to have tribulations, but this I give to you, peace. Have this peace and know that I've already overcome. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me, Lord. Why did I... You were talking through Calvin earlier? Oof. I ride in the car because I didn't want to come back inside. I sent a message to him. And I was like, hey, love, I'm so sorry about how I reacted earlier, forgive me, you know, and all that, and I apologize sincerely, and bridges in life will always come, I'm telling you, pressure to live a better life, to provide more for your family, to be a better employee at work, to be a better friend, to even have a better, maybe a bigger TV, or what you feel you need is a bigger car, whatever it is. Just know that no matter how much you let those pressure get to you, when everything is calm and done, people would always be all right without you or with you. So try not to let this pressure of life or whatever that pressure is get to you. And remember one thing, but then later, you will always come. Just hang in there. you're drowning, try to swim up. Try to come out of the water and wave this hand. Someone will get to you. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. Bye.